Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily briefing on the latest in AI and retail innovation. Today, we're diving into some exciting developments reshaping retail spaces and food experiences alike. Let's get started. First up, Cornish Bakery is firing on all cylinders with its new Rise concept that goes beyond just baked goods. According to an interview in the Retail Bulletin, their largest outlet in Portsmouth Harbour introduces small plates dining and even alcohol for the first time. This 3,500-square-foot, two-floor space offers 200 seats across an orangery, outdoor terrace, and balcony, plus community baking and barista classes. It's a bold move blending bakery tradition with dining versatility, aiming to transform bakeries into community hubs rather than just quick stops. The founder Steve Grokit emphasizes their anti-homogeneity approach, rejecting cookie-cutter designs for bespoke, flexible environments. Next, Matalan has secured debt facility extensions that push their maturities to 2029, signaling confidence in their ongoing turnaround. The Retail Bulletin reports that anchor investors like Invesco and Man Group are backing the retailer's long-term transformation strategy. This financial move comes alongside a narrowing pre-tax loss and a 24% year-on-year growth in adjusted EBITDA. Matalan is investing heavily in new stores, unified commerce, supply chain upgrades, and technology to build sustainable, profitable growth. The CFO, Dave Williams, highlights that this extension provides flexibility to continue those investments with positive momentum. Turning to technology, Retail Times explores the rise of compact computing systems in modern retail environments. These mini PCs and compact devices are revolutionizing how retailers manage space and energy costs behind the scenes. With shrinking store footprints and distributed operations, compact computing offers powerful processing in tiny form factors that can be mounted or hidden away. They consume less energy, which cuts operating costs and supports sustainability goals, a big win for retailers running dozens of devices per location. Plus, their portability and integration capabilities make them ideal for pop-ups, remote work, and seamless retail technology ecosystems. Back to Cornish Bakery for a moment, the growth story is impressive with 30% year-on-year expansion and a quadrupling of profits to £4.5 million EBITDA on £36.4 million sales. The Retail Bulletin interview reveals that pasties now make up less than a third of sales, with coffee being the bestseller. They're redefining what a bakery can be, blending food, coffee, community events, and even alcohol in some locations. Founder Grokit stresses the importance of profitable, happy stores over rapid expansion, aiming to build a better hospitality model that values people first. It's a fresh take on scaling a food business without losing authenticity or culture. Finally, the same Retail Times article underscores how compact computing is not just a trend but a fundamental shift in retail infrastructure planning. Retailers need flexible, cost-effective systems that integrate seamlessly with point-of-sale, inventory, and analytics platforms. These compact systems enable retailers to adapt quickly to market changes, optimize costs, and meet sustainability commitments. As retail evolves, the technology choices made today will shape operational efficiency and competitive positioning for years to come. That wraps up today's edition of the Checkout by Kuro House. From innovative bakery experiences to financial resilience and tech evolution, the retail landscape is clearly in motion. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more insights.